Crews from Push Buffalo work to rebuild an abandoned home. Push stands for People United for Sustainable Housing. Aaron Bartley is one of the group's founders.
I give credit where credit's due, and in my case, in terms of developing a commitment to community, it really was my parents that taught me about the values of community, about valuing people and trying to understand the source of problems in communities.
Since Push Buffalo began work in 2005, Bartley says he's been committed to helping residents rebuild a depressed area on Buffalo's west side.
We, you know, had a sense that there was some real potential here to build both community power and to tangibly, physically change the neighborhood in a way that would give people a sense of hope and also create some jobs. And I feel that's what we're doing.
Members of Push Buffalo acquire abandoned houses, renovate, and in some cases completely rebuild them in an effort to strengthen the neighborhood.
Our real goal is to make sure it remains affordable, make sure that people who've been here for years and years are part of the growth of the neighborhood, get to experience the stabilization.
And it's working, according to Buffalo's Director of Citizen Services, Oswaldo Mestre.
What I see now is that people who are taking a lot more pride, and they're taking a lot more stake in their community.
Mestre notes these new homes are bringing the West Side back together. He says city officials are taking notice and stepping up to help.
You know, Aaron, the way I know, he's always about pushing community solutions. It's always about the people, about what do they think. How do you listen to them? And it really forces for us, people who are in government, to make sure that we're doing the same, that we're complementing that as well.
Well, Push Buffalo works to create strong neighborhoods with quality, affordable housing. Bartley says they're also looking to develop leaders to help with future neighborhood planning and development.
There are a lot of opportunities, not just on the west side of Buffalo, on the east side of Buffalo, south side, north side, to engage with your community. Buffalo has one of the strongest block club cultures in the country in terms of people self-organizing at the block club level.
Bartley says everyone is a potential leader. Just look around.
We're looking for leaders who are already in our communities. They might not necessarily think of themselves as leaders, but they're leaders. They have respect on their block. They have respect in their workplaces. They know what their communities need. You know, I would encourage people first to look in their own communities. It could be your church. It could be your synagogue. It could be your mosque where people are coming together. How could you help strengthen those community ties?
For WBFO, I'm Cheryl Hagan.